Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. NOVA Workforce Institute of Northeast Louisiana works toward readying individuals for vocational opportunities. The Institute hosts an employer breakfast, and here to share, inform, and update the business community on its program and tell us more about the breakfast event is Paul West. He serves as Executive Director with NOVA. Paul, good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to be here this morning.
We've talked about the program in the past, but those may be new to the air or unfamiliar with NOVA. Tell us about what the program strives to develop with the local workforce.
Well, threefold. We're employer-driven. We are trying to identify and address the workforce needs of our community, our employers specific. And then we're working with our educational and training providers in the community and working to know what those skills are needed and how the educational and training providers can and will provide those and provide those services. And then there's the other piece, the important one of the three important pieces is the individual themselves that's 18 or older, has a high school diploma or GED, that's looking for a living wage job with benefits and a career path. So we're that intermediary between those three areas.
With the experience that NOVA has had, how easy is it to transition this person to a field of interest when they come into the program?
Well, we start sometimes it's challenging because you're working through challenges that individuals are having coming in. A lot of times they're just needing an opportunity and needing some hope and some encouragement. We have a career readiness. They go through 8 weeks of career readiness. Gives us an opportunity to look at the individual, see how serious they are. It also gives that individual an opportunity to look at NOVA and see if that's really what is for them. And then we're trying to take them at that point during that period is to transition them into a career path. If you can visualize this, we try to take them over that bridge from survival wage, no wage, minimum wage, to living wage. And a lot of times that requires a lot of case management, counseling, coaching, encouraging, and getting that individual to that pathway. And then, you know, as we know in the state, there's a huge employment opportunities throughout the state and a lot of jobs that need to be filled. We see it here in this region, maybe jobs, but also backfilling jobs. And so that's going to require a lot of skills development and bridging that skills gap that employers say is out there.
With the emphasis on the local market and the job needs here, your partnership with the Monroe Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely. That's been one of the big areas and huge successes of NOVA over the almost 6 years. The city of Monroe was very supportive, and the mayor and the council helping us get started, the interfaith community, bring it to the community. But the Monroe Chamber, our partnership, it's a two-way partnership. We're providing that service in the workforce, but they're also, and they have a tremendous pulse on the business community. So we have found, just recently we were awarded, the Chamber and NOVA were, a grant through J.P. Morgan Chase, and it's because of those partnerships. And this is one of the models in the Southwest, one of the only models that has this unique feature of a Chamber-NOVA partnership as we do. So it's, we're very fortunate.
Well, not only with the grant funding, but also 6 years kind of working the ins and outs of how this institute works and how it helps to develop the community and the workforce. Recently, a strategic plan performed. Tell us about that.
And we had one of our advisory council members was able to come in and to lead us through that discussion, lead our board of directors and staff through that process. Mr. Tom Nicholson, we're very fortunate to have him in the community and a part of NOVA helping us. One of the main things that in our strategic plan is funding sustainability in doing that. And that's with any nonprofit, that's a continued process. But one of the things that we're wanting to continue to improve throughout that strategic planning is bringing that value added approach to employers. Why is it a value to employers and how we can better help and better serve the employers in our community? And we feel like twofold. If we can save them time in trying to look and trying to fill their workforce needs, if we save them time through that whole process, we can do a lot of that work for them up front, and then being able to save them time saves them money. So we feel like it's a win-win, not only for the employer, but for the individual and for our community. And so, you know, a couple of other areas that we're focusing on in the strategic plan, and one of them is communication, marketing, and getting the word out there, but also developing a great product in the individual that we're going to provide to that employer, because our reputation and stamp of approval rest on that in the employer community.
And the advantages to the employer, as well as the information about what the Institute can do, is featured in the breakfast event. Tell us more about that.
Yes. This Thursday, October 30th at 7:30 at CenturyLink, we've been very fortunate. Mr. Stacy Goff and Mr. Glenn Post and CenturyLink have been very gracious to allow us to come out there each year. And this is our way of updating the community of what we've done the past year, but also sharing with employers in the business community about what we do and how we can be of help to employers in our community. And we say this, we're not the total solution. We feel like we're a good part of that piece that needs to provide a service to the community, to the employer community, and providing a work-ready workforce for our region. So October 30th, 7:30 this Thursday, we'd love for you to come out if you're an employer and would like to know more about what we're doing. It'll be a good breakfast, but you'll hear a tremendous story this year again of how an individual's life has been impacted and how an employer has been impacted as well. So I encourage you, if you can, to come out and be a part of that.
And phone number or website they can find out more?
Yes, 807-4024. 807-4024. Or they can go to www.novanela.org.
Paul, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.